Well, the federal government has extended the Job Seeker Supplement, but has reduced it by $100 a fortnight. Our federal member, Lisa Chesters, joins me on the show live from Canberra now. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Is it sort of a tiny bit of good news and bad news in terms of it has at least been extended, even though it has come down?
It is, but it's sort of that underlying, it's only been extended for a few extra months. So the current supplement of $250 was due to end around Christmas, and the government announced yesterday that they'll have a reduced rate of $150 extra a fortnight through till March to line it up with the JobKeeper payment. Whether it be JobKeeper or JobSeeker, our local economy hasn't recovered yet. And I'm saying that we shouldn't be cutting any payments, any support, until life is back to normal.
Yeah, I guess that's the big question, isn't it? When, how, if will life be back to normal?
And well, this week I've been chatting, and last week I've been chatting to people, local creatives, people involved in the art sector, people who are involved in major events. And we still don't have the major events on. There aren't big weddings, there aren't big concerts. So people who are involved in those industries, their work isn't back to normal. So it's really unfair for the federal government to be winding back any support for people in those industries. Equally, people who are looking for work, like job seekers, it's hard for them to find work, particularly in their field, if their industry is closed. So it's a bit of a, come on, government, just acknowledge where we're at. I know we're all keen for things to get back to normal, but the reality is they aren't. So it's really unfair to be cutting a job seeker payment at a time of the year which is the most expensive, over Christmas and New Year's and into the new school year. That's not the time you want to be hitting families and their income.
Is there any opportunity through lobbying to look at getting this reversed or getting it changed? Or is it now just a done deal? That's it. Get on with it.
We keep moving amendments in the Senate in the hope that we can get the government to change its position. It is very hard because the legislation does give the direct discretion to the minister. However, we are trying to look for ways through the parliamentary procedures to sort of change that and get the government on board with Labor's position. It's a long hope, I guess, in a way, and hoping that the government realise that things just aren't back to normal yet. But long term, Robbo, we have to lift the job seeker payment and the New Start payment. The old rate of New Start was just poverty. You can't live on $40 a day. You spend your entire time trying to survive. It's very hard to look for work if you're trying to secure your home, if you're trying to secure food for your family. So long term, beyond the pandemic, we need the government to come up with a livable payment for people who are looking for work.
Yeah. And what about in our area, in central Victoria, how many people does this affect? And what has been the take-up and the increase since COVID-19 pandemic kicked off?
There's just over 10,000 people receiving the supplement. So that's a mix of people on parenting payment, on job seeker and youth allowance. And that is an increase. It's an increase of between 4,000 to 5,000. So it's almost a doubling of people receiving this payment. JobKeeper has helped keep people off JobSeeker, but as JobKeeper is also starting to cut, people are struggling with that money because it's just not enough, so they're starting to look for other work options. So it is a bit frustrating that people are in this catch-22 about where to go and what to do. My fear too, Robbo, is that as JobSeeker comes down but the economy hasn't bounced back, we might see more people made redundant or more people going on to JobSeeker just because their job doesn't exist anymore without government support in JobKeeper disappearing. So we're sort of kind of hoping for the best, but what we need is a government to prepare for the worst. And that's what we don't have right now. We've got that missing support for families who, through no fault of their own, have found themselves without jobs.
Yeah. It's there's a bit of euphoria around at the moment in terms of things starting to open up, and obviously the job that has been done with the numbers is fantastic. But there's no question it's still a long, long road ahead for many people.
And it's also about priorities. So every dollar you give a job seeker gets spent in our local economy because they're trying to survive on minimal income, on the smallest of incomes. The Prime Minister has decided instead he'd rather prioritise tax cuts for the very top end of town. Well, people who still are in their jobs who are earning $250,000 plus, they don't need a tax cut right now. That money should be going to support those who are really struggling, because you support people who are struggling and they support our local businesses. So it's a win-win when you help people on low income.
Yeah. Lisa, we'll watch with interest to see what unfolds. Thank you very much for your time this morning, and we'll see you back in Bendigo soon.
Good to catch up.